truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. A Monash University study has proven what we might have already known: driving a truck is not necessarily great for your health. The study was undertaken in partnership with Linfox and the TWU. It looked at more than 120,000 insurance claims over a 12-year period and found truck drivers made more injury-related claims than bus drivers, delivery drivers, car drivers, train drivers, and other male-dominated occupations. It was also found truck drivers have a 13 times higher risk of dying at work than other Australians. Musculoskeletal injury was the most common injury, accounting for about 60% of all workplace injury claims. Everyone knows weight is a headache for those operating trucks, and being able to trim down the weight of trucks and trailers would allow heavy vehicles to carry more load. Scania understands this. That's why the Swedish truck and bus manufacturer's corporate venture capital fund, Scania Growth Capital, has invested in the Swedish material tech startup Corbon AB. The business has developed a revolutionary method for producing carbon fiber components that could make a significant impact on the road transport industry. The patented process is based on induction heating and enables Corbon to produce carbon fiber components at significantly higher speed than through existing established methods. To help oversee the further development of the technology, Scania's head of customized truck development, Per Arne Eriksson, will join the Corbon board. And when might we see the tech used on Scania products? Well, no word yet, but we'll keep you updated. We've seen big strides being made by electric commercial vehicles in other markets, yet in Australia, a switch over to electric propulsion has been, well, almost non-existent. And the Greens say this is holding back Australia's economy and not helping the environment. As we've been covering, many cities are making the switch to electric drive city buses, while electric trucks are being seen on duties such as waste collection in Europe. Senator Janet Rice, the Australian Greens transport spokesperson, telling us Australia needs to start making the switch away from fossil fuels.
If we had, say, government fleets having a commitment to going electric, that in itself would mean that we would be getting an industry going here and getting enough vehicles in the market that the manufacturers would actually want to bring them in and things would take off. Without that leadership from government, it's just we have been left in the slow lane.
Forget air freight and sending your load by rail. Road freight continues to be the dominant player in the US freight market. That's the message from the American Trucking Association's Trucking Trends 2018 report, the annual report used by the ATA to lobby decision makers through the course of the year on issues such as infrastructure investment and public policies. Some of the key findings in the report this year included the fact that trucks moved 10.77 billion tons of freight in the US last year. 70.2% of all the nation's domestic freight tonnage was by truck. There are now 3.5 million truck drivers employed in the US, and of those 3.5 million drivers, minorities accounted for 40.6% of the total driver pool, while 6.2% of US truck drivers are now women. There could soon be teenage drivers behind the wheel of semi-trailers on US highways. The US Senate is considering a bill that would allow drivers as young as 18 to work as interstate truck drivers, but there are a couple of conditions attached to the potential green lighting of teenage interstate truckies. Firstly, they'd need to pass a mandatory commercial driver's license training program, and secondly, the novice drivers would be limited to driving trucks fitted with an active braking collision mitigation system, a video event recording system, and a speed governor set at 65 miles per hour, that's 104 km/h, an hour or below. The training program would include 240 hours of driving time accompanied by an experienced truck driver. We'll let you know if that bill passes the US Senate. And Iveco looks set to make an even bigger impression in the New Zealand market in coming years, with the aid of a new NZ headquarters currently under construction. The new facility in Auckland will house a dealership along with sales, service and parts support, and is expected to come online within the next 2 months. In total, the facility will cover nearly 12 square kilometres. Bruce Healy is the recently appointed business director at Iveco Australia. He says the facility represents a big vote of confidence in the New Zealand market by the Italian brand.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
If you run a transport business or any business that relates to road transport, we'd love you to be part of the Heavy Vehicles Business Directory. For just $22 per month, including GST, you can list your business on our content-rich website. This will help boost your website on Google and the other search engines. The Heavy Vehicles Business Directory also gives you the chance to put your brand and contact details right in front of thousands of visitors to the Heavy Vehicles website. This is a great opportunity that will cost you just $5 per week. To get involved, just visit the Business Directory page at heavyvehicles.com.au.